So as we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter who did a good job this week. So Kevin Hall, let's start with you. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
It was a very long piece in Rolling Stone by Matt Taibbi, he of the famous Goldman Sachs eight-headed squid or whatever the quote was, looking at Eric Holder and his going back to a law firm. And the tone of the article is basically that he was the best double agent Wall Street ever could have asked for. It's kind of in-your-face journalism. It's not the not bound by the same kind of restrictions that we have as daily print journalists, and a lot of food for thought.
I read an article about this in Salon with the title, Why Eric Holder's New Job is an Insult to the American Public. So he's going back to this corporate law firm, Covington & Burling.
Yes.
And according to Salon's David Dayan, he's been on our show, Covington & Burling is one of the law firms that really helped Wall Street kind of skate by, right? So they were able not to be prosecuted as a result of the lawyers who were working with them. Is that what Matt Taibbi's piece was about?
Well, that's certainly his view. Some would argue that the law, as unsavory as it all was, the law was either allowed it or basically was silent on some of this activity. But it is notable that countries like Iceland managed to jail their bank executives and we didn't.
And what do you think about this kind of writing as an economics reporter, Kevin?
No, it's a different kind of writing. Obviously, the format is one in which you can take an opinion. I mean, I think all of us have our own opinions. We try, as a daily print, you try not to let that make its way into your story. It may make its way into how you approach a story, but I think he's free to be a little more direct and lay out his argument as to why he thinks, you know, this is the case, and he makes a pretty good argument.
And he's going back to another $1 million salary. He made $2.5 million in his last year at this law firm.
Yes, yes, and he claimed he wasn't ready for the ivory tower. He still wanted to be a player, and that salary suggests he still is a player.
All right, well, kudos to Matt Taibbi and Rolling Stone for writing about Eric Holder and his new job, or job he returned to at this law firm, and we'll put a link at yourcallradio.org. That's Kevin Hall, chief economics correspondent with McClatchy Newspapers. And what about you, Eric Regulli? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, the piece, Rose, that I liked was, I wouldn't call it a piece of journalism, but it was a good little rant. It was written by Clive Crook. He is a columnist for Bloomberg, so a competitor of mine. But kudos to him. He wrote a scathing comment piece just ahead of the July 5th Greek referendum. The title is Europe Wants to Punish Greece with Exits. And what he concludes is that if Greece leaves, it won't be because the Greek people want to leave. It's because Europe, which means Germany, has turned the European Central Bank, which is supposed to be apolitical, into a political beast. And it's the ECB, the European Central Bank, that's been applying pressure on Greece by cutting off, sorry, I'm wrong on that, I'm lying, by not increasing the emergency loans to the Greek banks. And the Greek banks have been shut for 10 days. And he says that, in effect, Europe is allowing the ECB to, quote, inflict punishment on Greece, and that punishment may be the exit from the Eurozone. So I thought it was a very powerful piece. Won't be popular in Germany, but it really hit home, and I, for the most part, I would agree with them.
And Eric, we can talk about this more during the show, but do you think that there's been good coverage of the European Central Bank, just kind of an overview of what it actually does and what it is?
In the North American press, no. It's not like the Fed in the United States. It's got a different mandate. That mandate is price stability, whereas the Fed is concerned with price stability and also economic growth and jobs. So, and it's also strange in the sense that it's run by 19 Eurozone countries. So it's got to please a lot of people, and it doesn't always do it well. Now, in the last few years, it's done a pretty credible job in taking the edge off the crisis. I wouldn't agree, though, that it's done a great job on the Greek file, though.
All right, and we'll talk about that later in the show, because a lot of pieces mention the European Central Bank but don't really give you any explanation about what kind of entity it actually is. So kudos to Clive, was it Crook?
Crook, C-R-O-O-K.
Okay, yes. Clive Crook at
Bloomberg.
At
yes.
Bloomberg, thank you. And that is Eric Reguli, European columnist with the Globe and Mail. And what about you, Yiannis? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, first of all, I need to agree with Eric that that was a brilliant piece that highlights one of the sorts of the crises that has not been covered really well. But apart from that, I didn't find anything this week because I've been absorbed by the news. But the week before, there was an amazing piece in The New Yorker by Joanna Kakissis, covering the migrant crisis in Lesbos, in the island of Lesbos, in between the borders of Greece and Turkey, where people from fleeing Syria arrive in their thousands trying to escape a war zone, only to find horrible treatment and some very, very, very shameful circumstances waiting for them there, where there is no plan, no infrastructure, no plan to help them out of the situation. And Joanna has managed to capture an amazing image of everyday life there and the huge effort that the locals have been trying to alleviate this suffering.
Because so much coverage in Greece is focused on the economic crisis, are you seeing much coverage of what's happening with people who are finding themselves in Kos, it's 2.5 nautical miles from the southeastern coast of Turkey? Is that getting much attention in Greece, in the media?
There has been some coverage lately. There has been some coverage, like, in the past month, but that has been the situation for the past 2 years. So the focus on the financial crisis has hurt the coverage of other issues that the borders of Europe are essentially facing.
Sorry about that. So we'll link to this article also, a New Yorker article by Joanna Kakissis, The Migrant Crisis on Greece's Islands, at yourcallradio.org. And that's Yiannis Baboulias. He's a journalist, writer, and founding member of Precarious Europe, and he's joining us from Greece. You can find links at yourcallradio.org.